TD Bank became a criminal organization. Its employees even stated so in email communications, and its leadership operated with a criminal blindness. Now, a critical part of their culture, of its culture, was the deliberate choice to ignore its compliance program and the need to commit resources to preserving a culture of compliance.
Global companies face unprecedented risks and challenges in today's economy. To mitigate these legal and economic risks, companies are rapidly embracing and elevating the importance of robust ethics and compliance programs to promote positive corporate citizenship. On Corruption, Crime, and Compliance, you'll hear from industry leaders and insiders about how to create effective ethics and compliance programs that will mitigate risks and maximize financial performance. Here's your host, Michael Volkoff.
Welcome, everyone, and we're here for another episode of Corruption, Crime, and Compliance. Michael Volkoff, hope everybody's doing well. And today we're going to talk about the TD Bank settlement for $3 billion, billion with a B, in terms of a penalty. And a couple points just at the outset. One is this is just another reminder of how big the DOJ can go. They can go big. And $3 billion is a pretty substantial settlement. Here they went big against TD Bank for systemic, pervasive Bank Secrecy Act and money laundering violations. So in addition to the $3 billion settlement, TD Bank Holding Company, the parent company, and TD Bank North America each entered guilty pleas to various criminal offenses. The holding company pleaded guilty to causing the North American subsidiary to fail to maintain an AML program that complies with the BSA, Bank Secrecy Act requirements, and to fail to file accurate currency transaction reports. On the other hand, the North American company pled guilty to conspiring to fail to maintain an anti-money laundering compliance program that complies with the BSA, and it failed to file accurate CTRs, and it engaged in money laundering. So TD Bank now earned the ignominious record. It is the largest bank in the U.S. history to plead guilty to Bank Secrecy Act program failures and the first U.S. bank in history to plead guilty to conspiracy to commit money laundering. And when you read the facts of the case, there's no doubt as to why they were pummeled this way by the Justice Department and the scope of this, the sort of knowing embrace of criminal conduct is just, it's shocking. As part of the plea agreement, TD Bank agreed to forfeit about $452 million, pay a criminal fine of $1.4 million, these are rough numbers, for a total financial penalty of close to $1.9 million. And they agreed to retain an independent compliance monitor for 3 years and to remediate and enhance its AML compliance program. TD Bank separately reached agreements with the Federal Reserve Board, the Office of Comptroller of Currency, and FinCEN from the Department of Treasury. And the Justice Department agreed to credit $123.5 million of the forfeiture toward the Federal Reserve Board's resolution. So applying the corporate enforcement policy factors outlined by DOJ, they reached the resolution here based upon the following factors: the nature, seriousness, and pervasiveness of the offenses. And basically, TD Bank became the bank of choice for multiple money laundering organizations and criminal actors, including narcotics traffickers. And they processed hundreds of millions of dollars in money laundering transactions. TD Bank did not voluntarily disclose its wrongdoing. It received partial credit for its strong cooperation with the department's investigation and the ongoing remediation of its AML program. TD Bank did not receive full credit for its cooperation because it failed to timely escalate relevant AML concerns to the department during the investigation. Accordingly, the total criminal penalty reflected a 20% reduction based on the bank's partial cooperation and remediation. Now, just quickly going over some of the regulatory resolutions, there was a resolution with the Board of Governors of the Federal Reserve Board, as well as the Treasury Department's Comptroller of the Currency, and the Treasury Department's Financial Crimes Enforcement Network, FinCEN. The Federal Reserve Board fined TD Bank $123.5 million for violations of its money laundering laws, And FinCEN assessed a record $1.3 billion penalty against TD Bank for violations of the BSA. This is the largest penalty imposed by FinCEN in U.S. Treasury and FinCEN history against a depository institution. They also imposed a four-year independent compliance monitorship, so you're going to have another year of regulatory monitorship beyond the three that's required by DOJ. Now, the Office of Comptroller and Currency issued a cease and desist order and agreed to a $450 million civil money penalty for BSA and AML compliance deficiencies. And the OCC also imposed a restriction on the growth of the bank and a measure designed to ensure that the bank invests sufficient resources to remediate its compliance program. I think the key words were said by Merrick Garland, the Attorney General, at the press conference announcing this settlement, where he said, quote, "By making its services convenient for criminals, TD Bank became one," close quote. And I can't say that any better in terms of the pervasiveness and systemic embrace of criminal conduct. And so now TD Bank joins the list of other dysfunctional companies like Wells Fargo, who's under a restriction still on its growth, Wirecard, Volkswagen, General Motors, Goldman Sachs, in the Hall of Fame of financial scandals, even going back in years to Enron. But TD Bank became a criminal organization. Its employees even stated so in email communications, and its leadership operated with a criminal blindness. Now, a critical part of their culture, of its culture, was the deliberate choice to ignore its compliance program and the need to commit resources to preserving a culture of compliance. And the Justice Department took this opportunity and issued in its statement an important quote, and they warned banking leadership and compliance officials, quote, "Every bank compliance official in America should be reviewing today's charges as a case study of what not to do. And every bank CEO and board member should be doing the same. Because of the business case for compliance wasn't clear before, it should be now," close quote. Excellent quote, important point for everybody to take into account. Now, as recounted in the guilty plea and the regulatory settlement documents, TD Bank failed to update its AML program to mitigate known risks and to grow or to adapt to new operations, new products and services, new geographic areas. Bank employees acknowledged that the bank was, quote, "an easy target," close quote, for the, quote, "bad guys," close quote. TD Bank prioritized business growth over compliance, and they deliberately failed to monitor millions of dollars of transactions involving ACH transactions, checks, high-risk countries, peer-to-peer transactions, which resulted in the processing of hundreds of millions of dollars from money laundering networks to flow through the bank, including for international drug traffickers. The bank was aware of these risks and failed to take steps to protect against them, including for two networks prosecuted in New Jersey in federal court and elsewhere, one that dumped piles of cash on the bank's counters and another that allegedly withdrew amounts from ATMs 40 to 50 times higher than the daily limit for personal accounts. Between 2014 and 2023, TD Bank had this long-term, pervasive, and systemic set of deficiencies, and they failed to take appropriate remedial actions. Instead, senior executives at TD Bank, including the head of compliance, enforced a budget mandate referred to internally as a flat cost paradigm. Flat cost paradigm. Requiring the TD Bank's budget not increase for compliance year over year, despite its profits and despite the changes in its risk profile. Its risks increased significantly over the same period. And although they maintained a paper program, in other words, it was written out, in fact, there was no operationalization of the program itself. The other question that comes to my mind is, where were the regulators? Where was internal audit? Well, it turns out the TD Bank's federal regulators and TD Bank's own internal audit group repeatedly identified concerns about its transaction monitoring program. From 2014 to 2022, basically, TD Bank's transaction monitoring program remained stale and static and did not adapt to address glaring deficiencies. and emerging money laundering risks. I mean, they started to provide Zelle services and they didn't monitor any of those transactions. And in fact, as time went on, approximately 92% of all of TD Bank's transactions were not monitored. 92% from January of 2018 to April of 2024, which amounted to approximately $18.3 trillion of transaction activity not monitored. And they also failed to update even their static monitoring model and made no material changes to scenarios that could be problematic over an 8-year period. And as they implemented new products and services, like I mentioned, Zelle, without ensuring appropriate transaction monitoring coverage, they failed to monitor transactions involving high-risk countries, and they instructed stores, that being branches, to stop filing internal unusual transaction reports on certain suspicious customers. And they permitted more than $5 billion in transactional activity to occur in accounts even after the bank decided to close the accounts. In other words, TD Bank made it convenient for criminals, in the words of their own employees. These failures enabled several money laundering networks to transfer hundreds of millions of dollars and to continue with these schemes without any prosecution, suspicious SARs being filed, even CTRs were not filed. So let's go on and talk a little bit more about what exactly was made aware to the board by the audit staff to the audit committee. This again raises questions as, are there going to be any individuals prosecuted? Are there cases where just by turning blind eyes and deliberate indifference, is anybody going to be prosecuted criminally? So money and business ruled the day. Legal and compliance and government enforcement risks were ignored in favor of business, and their compliance failure included pervasive knowledge and awareness and a massive load of red flags that were unaddressed and ignored. TD Bank suffered a string of regulatory enforcement actions, received numerous reports from internal audit and third-party consultants, confirming what everyone already knew, that its BSA and AML controls were defective. And on top of these significant problems was the imposition of a policy of flat cost paradigm across operations to hinder remediation of its transaction monitoring and compliance functions. And they experienced, TD Bank experienced rapid growth in volume of its business and risks, but did not take any steps to update its compliance program. Now, TD Bank's board and senior level executives, including the leader of compliance, knew there were long-term pervasive and systemic deficiencies, but they didn't update their system. They clung to the flat cost paradigm, and they monitored only approximately 8% of the volume of transactions which were occurring. And on paper, it made it look like they had a program, but once you looked under any one hood, you would see just a complete disaster and a mess. And the string of regulatory enforcement actions began in 2013 when the OCC and FinCEN announced enforcement actions against TD Bank and imposed $37.5 million for violations of the BSA. 5 years later, the OCC characterized TD Bank's planning, delivery, and execution of AML technology systems and solutions as insufficient. In that same year, 2018, internal audit determined that TD Bank's high-risk jurisdiction transaction monitoring scenarios was based on an outdated list of high-risk jurisdictions. 2 years later, in 2020, internal audit identified numerous AML compliance deficiencies related to the governance and review of transaction monitoring scenarios. As well, during 2018, 2019, and 2021, what happened then is we saw third-party consultants who identified fundamental weaknesses in the bank's AML program. And despite all of this and the knowledge, the bank made no attempts to fix the problem and continued to cite its flat cost paradigm or zero expense growth paradigm, meaning that the compliance budget has to remain flat year over year, despite consistent growth at TD Bank's global revenue. Talk about a deliberate indifference. Talk about a knowing violation when you know your bank's revenues are growing, you know your business is growing, and yet you insist on compliance maintaining a flat cost, not a flat percentage, a flat amount. In any event, during this relevant period, on numerous occasions, TD Bank postponed or canceled proposed improvements to its transaction monitoring program. And often it was done to reduce AML compliance costs. Well, that's the picture. It's not a good one, but TD Bank joins the cast of mischaracters and joins some of the more significant enforcement actions with a $3 billion settlement. Thanks a lot, everybody, for listening. We'll talk to you next week in another episode of Corruption, Crime, and Compliance.
If you enjoyed this episode, the best way to support the show is by subscribing on your favorite listening platform. To learn more and connect with Michael Volkov, go to volkovlaw.com.